Praise and gratitude to the Almighty for the revelation of the light of Chassidus in general, and for the revelation of the luminary in particular, our predecessors, the Rebbes. Every expression of praise and gratitude should be articulated in clear words, every word of which shines forth and is heard. Blessed then be our God, who has placed our lot among the living. We in this world belong to generations in which the light of Chassidus is following a direction of revelation, and the luminary, the Rebbes, is following a direction of revelation, and the luminary, the Rebbes, is to be found in a place of self-revelation. Since the day that the Holy One, blessed be He, created man on the earth, there have been Chassidus and Rebbes. The first man in the world was a Chassid. As the Gemara says, Adam Harishain Chassid Gadol Haya. Adam was a great Chassid, a pious man. In every generation there were Rebbes and Chassidim, but only in a concealed manner. They were hidden Tzaddikim, until the Almighty began a direction of revelation, so that there should be revealed Rebbes and Chassidim, and He revealed for us the saintly Baal Shem Tov. From that luminous day, on which the Baal Shem Tov became revealed, the light of Chassidus began to shine forth in a revealed manner. Then began the trend of revelation of the luminary, and then began the nearing of the luminary to the spark. Until the time of the Baal Shem Tov, and for a certain period of his lifetime as well, there were indeed Rebbes and Chassidim, but only hidden ones. With the revelation of the Baal Shem Tov, the tree of life was revealed, with all of its branches, Rebbes, who like luminaries give forth light among Israel. Everyone knows the inner meaning of the words which Rabbi Yeshua Leib HaKoyen writes in his approbation to Tanya, V'cha eis yismach Yisrael b'galois divrei kodshei. Israel shall now rejoice as his saintly words are revealed, alluding to Rabbi Yisrael Baal Shem Tov. By revealing the teachings of Chassidus of Chabad, the Alter Rebbe opened up a new world for Chassidim. The Alter Rebbe's Chassidus, however, is the written law of Chassidus. Great is God and exceedingly exalted. Therefore, Gadol Hashem u'mehul mi'ayd, for having granted us this beautiful gift, and for having given us Rebbes who explain us the written law of the Alter Rebbe. Our Rebbes have opened and opened for us the wellsprings of the great depths, in the comprehension and knowledge of godliness and in the service of the Almighty. They open up doors for us in all the worlds up to the highest levels, enabling one to have an intellectual grasp as if in a tangible manner of godliness. They bring a godly lamp into the fleshly material world and show us the union of this lowly world with the worlds above. Everyone knows that the spiritual domain is utterly different from the material domain. As was discussed in the Maamarim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Tov, we material and created beings have no grasp of that which is spiritual. We do, however, have an inkling of that which is spiritual, and this appraisal gives us some image of it. This does not mean that we have a grasp of it. It does mean that we have attained some clarity as to what we do not know. For just as knowing has its definition and its image, a defined image, which one knows, so does not knowing have its defined image of that which we do not know. By way of illustration, let us compare an ignorant person who does not understand a certain topic in Gemara with a scholar of stature who has encountered the difficulty of an apparent internal contradiction in the text, which he is unable to resolve. True enough, neither of them understands, yet they are utterly different. The ignoramus knows nothing. That is, he does not even know what it is that he does not know. The scholar, though he too does not understand, knows what it is that he does not know. The latter situation can be called a clear not knowing, and this too can be reckoned as a kind of knowing, for at least it brings about some kind of appraisal. We created and material beings know that which is spiritual. That is, we have some appraisal of spiritual things through the experience of the faculties of the soul. And though we do not know them either, nevertheless, they are known to us. There is a difference between our knowing something, hasaga, and its being known to us, yadua, Wherein lies the difference? In the former case, we know the known thing by virtue of itself. In the latter, we know it through something else. For example, we know the spiritual world, ruchnius, through the faculties of the soul. We do not know the spiritual world itself. But since the faculties of the soul are spiritual, and we know them through the ways in which they manifest themselves, it may be said that the spiritual world is known to us. A thing's being known to us does not quite mean that we know it. On the contrary, this state causes anguish, for just as grasping something gives rise to delight and pleasure, so too one's not knowing something thoroughly gives rise to pain and distress. This is plain to see. One who has thoroughly grasped a certain idea is filled with joy to the point of satiety, quite the opposite of one who has not grasped the idea, who is distressed. But even after this entire distinction has been made, being at the level at which spiritual things are known to us does enable us to draw nearer to the level of knowing them. It gives some hope that one will perhaps be granted the possibility of understanding. At this point, the Rebbe Rayatz quotes an exposition of his father, the Rebbe Rashab, on the difference between the material domain and the spiritual domain. The former passes through phases of motion and rest, whereas one's spiritual life, one's ruchnius, is constantly active within itself, even when one isn't conscious of it. In the Yiddish original, Seichel Seichel Zich, wenn du hörst nicht euch. The discourse of the Rebbe Rashab, the continuation of which ranges over the more abstruse reaches of the terminology of Chassidus, includes an explanation of the statement of the Zohar that the gates of Gan Eden are closed at night. Rambam opens one of the chapters of his Hilchos Deis as follows. Just as the sage is distinguishable in his wisdom and in his mental attitudes, so should he be distinguished in his actions. On Yud Beis Tammuz, it was explained in detail that one who is a Pnimi is orderly, and one who is well-ordered is ordered well in all of his affairs. With him, the very order of things is itself orderly. In divine service, Hachana, preparation, is one of the indispensable factors, for Hachana is part of Hachshara, making oneself fit to become a vessel capable of receiving what it needs to hold. The preparation itself needs to be done in a methodical way. Indeed, sometimes the mere setting of things in order suffices to show that no preparation is called for. That is, there are things which do not need to be preceded by lengthy preparations. There were times when in the Aveda of certain Hasidim, men of commendable standing inwardly, preparations did not play a role. Instead, there was Ha'ataka, which means moving oneself across from one place to another. This can be done in a number of ways. Moving oneself mentally away from circumstances that disturb one's Aveda may also be called Hataka, but of quite a modest order. Properly speaking, Hataka means moving oneself away from one field of Aveda to another Aveda, in which he now chooses to be occupied. And what is crucial here is that one be able to give oneself a decisive directive to move where necessary. And this is an ability that every chassid needs. We have explained that one's aveda should not be confined to the level of makif, and that one must not live in self-delusion. Accordingly, since most of us have not yet attained these levels of hataka that involve, as it were, moving oneself away, in the meantime, we should toil on the task of hafana, literally emptying oneself. It is unnecessary to explain the difference between hafana and hataka. Chassidus sharpens one's intellectual tools well, so that one can understand the concept with absolute clarity. And though hataka is an advanced level in Aveda, one should nevertheless strive towards it. One should want to be able to be there, and when a person toils with a will and a desire, the Almighty helps him along.